Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters. Be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Hey there, I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio. Today is a day for you to ignite your best life right here, right now, and every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Today I have Paul Shoemaker, who is the Executive Connector. By the way, I love that, Bahal. Executive
Thanks.
Connector. What the hell does it mean? What are you connecting?
Keep going, I'll let you know.
All right. So he's Executive Connector of Social Venture Partners, a nonprofit that gets people, that gets basically working professionals involved in philanthropy. So welcome, Paul.
Thank you very much, CJ.
Great to have you here. So here's what why I wanted to have you on the show. One, because you're great, but then also because here's what happens. And I love this, by the way, that I love the whole idea of New Year's resolutions, because it's one of those times in our lives where we take a moment and we really reflect on what am I doing? What did I do last year? What can I do better? And how can I give more meaning to my life? And I just love the fact that every year we ask those questions. And I think one of the things, I was looking at some of the most common New Year's resolutions, and one of them is giving back. For today, really, what I wanted to do was focus on how one can give back and be the most impactful. And I want to cover three different things. One is to show you all the ways to give back, to get some expert advice from Paul, because really I view him as my number one expert on the very best ways to give back. It's what he does in his organization. And the third thing I want to do is eliminate all excuses on why you can't give back, because there's always, I don't have enough time, I can't do that, you know. So I just want to eliminate all excuses for inaction. It's what the show is all about. It's to not only be the change you want to be, but to do something about it. So today's show is going to be about how. And so it's broken down into pretty much three segments that at least my personal belief on ways of giving back are you give back with your time and volunteer, or maybe with your expertise, and you give back with your talent. So that's how the show is pretty much divided up. So, Paul, what I wanted to start off the first part was to talk about your move from the profit world to the nonprofit world. Tell us about what made it motivated you to make that move.
Absolutely. So I spent, kind of like you, I spent 13 years doing private sector work, and I'd come to a point in my life where I loved what I was doing and the job that I was in, but I was also looking for something that might also be able to combine a greater sense of purpose in my work. And in 1998, I joined Social Venture Partners as a member, and shortly thereafter, I was given the opportunity to be the director, which I now call the connector of SVP. And for me, it was a great opportunity to use a lot of the experiences and the skills and the relationships that I built in those previous 13 years and put them to work in a more socially focused context. And I got the best job in Seattle. I love what I'm doing. So I did it because it didn't really leave behind a lot of what I'd already learned. I could bring that with me, but I could apply it kind of in a whole new way, in a whole new part of my life, and in a whole new part of the community.
And you found, because you know, that's what I get all the time from clients who have contemplated moving from the profit to nonprofit, is they say, you know what, I think I have to go get training. I don't have the experiences and skills. How is what I'm doing applicable to the nonprofit world? And it sounds like it has. Tell us how it has been applicable for you.
Oh, it's totally applicable. So I think there's a lot of misconceptions about how different things are between the for-profit and the nonprofit world. There are some things that are different. The way decisions get made, there's a lot more consensus-driven. So some of the things about culture and mission are different. But at the end of the day, you're building an organization to do something, to accomplish something. And whether it's at Nestle or whether it's at Social Venture Partners or somewhere else, you're trying to get a set of goals defined, you're trying to achieve them, and you're trying to build a strong organization and a bunch of passionate people to go about doing that. So everything that I learned in the previous 13 years about how you build organizations and how you manage people and create a strategy, all those things apply. And in the same respect, there's also kind of the perception sometimes that, well, you know, gee, if I really, really want to be passionate about something, I got to work in the nonprofit world. I came out of the private sector, and a heck of a lot of people think were very passionate about what they did there. So I think a lot of the conceptions about what's different are kind of misconstrued. And at the end of the day, you're trying to apply your skills and your experiences to help an organization achieve a higher, bigger idea. And that's true whether you're in a for-profit organization or a nonprofit organization or a public sector anywhere. I think sometimes people get stuck on thinking there's a bigger difference than there really is.
Yeah, interesting. So you had said that one of the key things that is different is how decisions are made and that they're done through consensus. Tell us what that means.
So most nonprofits, right, they're community-based and they're community-driven. Mm-hmm. And that means that you're trying to bring a whole bunch of people along towards a common goal or decide together the end goal that you're trying to achieve. And that takes a lot of consensus building. You know, there's a saying that I won't get it quite right, but something about, you know, if you want to get there fast, go alone. If you want to achieve a lot, you know, go slow, but do it with a lot of other people. And that's very true mm-hmm. of the nonprofit sector. So it may not go as fast sometimes, but you may achieve a bigger idea by doing it with more people. And corporations get a lot done, but in a lot of ways, corporations, they're kind of like dictatorships. They got a CEO, and the CEO says, here's where we're going, and people go that direction. So you've got to learn. I would say when I made the transition, one of the biggest skills I had to learn was how to build consensus and how to bring people mm-hmm. together and how to listen to be a better listener and a better grow my ability to bring people together as opposed to just saying, here's what I want to do and let's all go do it.
Right. So if there's, you know, because I know a lot of people said, well, I have to go get training and I need to go get skills and I need to go to nonprofit school management. And what I'm hearing is, like, most of your skills will be transferable, one. And two, if you are to take any classes, learn how to build consensus lists and bring people together, right? Are there classes you can take to do that?
Sure, there are. If you really want to get into it as a profession, there are, you know, master's programs, there's nonprofit and philanthropy programs at universities, a lot more than people know about. One of the best educations you can do is you can go volunteer inside of one. And, mm-hmm. you know, maybe that is mentoring a kid, and you may do a ton to help the kid. You may learn a little bit about the organization. A lot of what we do is with SVP, a lot of our members go in and use their professional skills to do strategic work, marketing work, technology work, finance work. And that work lets you really learn how a nonprofit organization works mm-hmm. and lets you really understand how your skills apply and where you've got to adjust them and where you've got to tweak them. So that's a great education, really, is to go do some strategic volunteering. It's not easy. It takes some time to make sure you got the right fit. But if you really want to learn how a nonprofit works, one of the best ways to do it is to roll up your sleeves and get inside.
Okay, so this was a question that I had. So that really, if we were to break down how do you go about doing nonprofit stuff, what I'm hearing you say is the first step is volunteer. So the question for you was, how did you do it? And what you did is, like you did, you volunteered at SVP, and then you learned – right? You learned your skills,
yep.
and then you figured out how to transfer and if it was the right fit.
Yep.
We're going to be taking a break. But before that, I'm going to have you think about in terms of how your life is different right now. I'd like to kind of cover that when we get back from the break. So I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up on CJ with Transformation Talk Radio. Today we have Paul Shoemaker, the executive connector of Social Venture Partners, on how you can give back with impact. When we get back, we'll be talking about how your life will be different once you do give back. And we will also be taking callers because we want to hear your thoughts on how you give back with impact. So feel free to call us with your name and number at 1-800-930-2819. You can find out more about our guests and past shows by going to www.fireitupwithcj.com. Thanks. We'll be right back.
Transformation Talk Radio Network on Stereo 1230 WBLQ and streaming worldwide on the Internet at WBLQ.net. Keep it right here.
Bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
So this may sound simple, but when you're planning a road trip, you have to figure out where you're going first. With the Take Shape for Life program, the destination is living life at optimal health. So what does that mean? It means more energy. It means less medications. And yes, it means losing the extra pounds, which is actually part of the getting there. Talk to a Take Shape for Life health coach who's been there. Listen to their story and their journey. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat! How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, very good. When does this start?
This starts in August.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great. We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Fired Up with CJ on Stereo 1230 WBLQ and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ and Transformation Talk Radio. Today, my guest is Paul Shoemaker, who's executive connector of Social Venture Partners Seattle, and we're going to talk about how working with and giving back to a nonprofit can change your life. So, Paul, tell us a little bit about how it changed your life.
I think what it does is it has probably given me a greater sense of purpose. It isn't as if working for a company doesn't give you a great sense of purpose. It does. I think it's, you know, particularly in these times where people have a hard time finding jobs, working for a company is a great purpose. But when I talk about people that are thinking about making this kind of shift in their lives or doing something like I did, the most common word I think I hear is purpose and wanting to find that. So I think for me it really gave me that stronger sense of purpose, and it also made me, forced me, awakened me, I guess if you will, to certain talents or skills that I had that I didn't know that I had before. A lot of it is around the stuff we talked about earlier around consensus building and how you be a better listener and how, you know, you can go it alone, but you can get a lot further if you go with a lot of other people. And I've had to learn a whole new, I think, set of skills and, you know, kind of a new part of my brain, a new part of my heart that I maybe didn't know existed before. So I think I've grown as a person, and I've found an avenue and a channel in my life that gives me a strong sense of purpose, while at the same time bringing forward and using a lot of the things that I learned in the previous parts of my life.
Yeah. And so when, you know, people use this word purpose a lot, and when they say that, what I think that means is, you know, what's my purpose here on earth? Why am I here on earth? What's my meaning and what do I have to give? Is that what you meant when you said, when you say about it gave you a better sense of purpose? Is that what you meant?
Yes. So when we have one of the ways that we describe what SDP does is that we give people the opportunity to unlock their potential to have the most positive impact in the world.
Wow.
So wherever they're at, and whatever that means to them, that we will enable them to kind of start that journey to understand and unlock and amplify their potential and help them realize what's their stretch in life and whatever it is, that we will help them define that. So I think when they think about a sense of purpose, a lot of people have, a feeling or a notion that there's a potential they've got that's maybe not being realized or not being realized in the most significant possible way, and they want to find the way to do that. And maybe they're in an organization or in a situation where that feels stifled or that feels misdirected, and they're looking for that channel or that avenue that will really unlock it.
That's great. I mean, what a wonderful purpose that is for you to do. It's almost like you're, you know, it's funny because, you know, people go on spiritual journeys, and I don't think that maybe people would describe this as a spiritual journey, but for me, it almost is a spiritual journey, right? You're trying to figure out what is your destiny, and you're like the Yoda. They're speaking the spiritual connection.
I don't think I get a very good response to that one. I say my job is to be connector, not director, I think how you help people figure that out is you connect them to experiences, to other people, to organizations, right, where they're going to be able to realize what their potential is and to stretch themselves. So I sure in the heck would not put that label on me or probably much of anybody else.
No, but
I do think
at a higher level, it's really just connecting.
It's giving people those opportunities to maybe see opportunities or avenues they hadn't already seen. And that's a real key way, I think, that people unlock the potential in their life.
Yeah, so share with us some stories about people and how, you know, what you've seen in terms of, you know, your experience of connecting them and having them start their journey. Tell us about where you've taken people or where they've gone.
You bet. So folks that are part of SCP, they join it because they have a philanthropic bent. They have a philanthropic mindset, which is true of, you know, millions of people in this world. And the way that we go about it is money matters. Money's important. But what we also think really matters is your not just your financial capital, but your human capital, your emotional capital, your intellectual capital. So we're trying to help people put all those things together and do it by being engaged directly in the work in the community in an active, proactive sense. So we work with people for whom they take that a little ways, some ways, or a very long ways. And for some of our folks, that might mean that they go in and they volunteer with an organization and they realize that that's a place that makes them passionate and they really want to be connected with that organization. Some folks decide that they want to make this their life's work, and I don't think we even when we started the organization 12 years ago, I don't think that we knew that people would take it that far. But we have a lot of our members, people that are part of SCP now, that have gone all the way through life to the place where they want to make working in a nonprofit or working in a social sector, social purpose organization, make it their life's work, which is really, really powerful. So the guy that took over your husband's former job is Neil Myrick, and he had a private sector background at some places like Vizio, and one of these days this opportunity came along in an organization called Groundwire, and he had been a part of SCP for a while, and he was a consultant and a coach to a lot of directors, kind of like you do with individuals. Mm-hmm. And I think through doing that, Neil realized that his skills and talents that he learned in the rest of his life applied in a whole new sector. And I think through those experiences and relationships that he built with coaching people in the nonprofit sector, he realized, hey, I can do this and I want to go do this. And when your hubby decided to leave his old job, he became the right guy to take over that new job. So Neil's a great example for us of a guy that really took his talents and skills and I think was putting them to great use in one part of the world and then figured out he could put them to use in an even more powerful way in another part of the world.
Yeah. So it sounds like there's, you know, and it seems like it's, my husband was yet another person, just like Neil. And I don't think it's just Groundwire that creates these people.
No.
I think it is. It's just when people finally realize after their experience working with a nonprofit, because I think Neil worked at another nonprofit, right? He worked at,
yes, he did. Yep. So he kind of took that interim step.
Right?
And I think that for a lot of people, there's that bridge thing. So there's some folks that may want to make that transition, you know, cold turkey, jump all the way across the canyon. For a lot of folks, I think there's a great bridge, which is called volunteering or, you know, serving on a nonprofit board. And if you do one, by the way, just do one and do it well. Don't get yourself on five boards and spread yourself too thin. But I think those kinds of experiences for a lot of people, they are bridges into kind of understanding the social sector better. And one thing that's, I think, really cool about living in 2011 is that there's more and more organizations and opportunities where people can do that. And I think there's more and more organizations where they can find a sense of social purpose within a company. There used to be, you know, there was a company and a business and there was a nonprofit and this kind of organization and never the twain shall meet. And I think there are organizations now that merge some of those things, those elements, and there's nonprofits that run more like businesses, and there's companies that have more social purpose to them. So the ability for a person to be able to find that sense of purpose in their company or in their life, I think there's just a lot more avenues now to do that than there used to be.
Yeah, so this moves us to the topic of volunteering then. So let's kind of review what you'd said already, which is in terms of volunteering, lots of different ways of volunteering. You can serve on a board, and if you do, just serve on one of them, not many. Don't spread yourself too thin. The other is you'd said earlier in the show that it's basically taking your skills and applying, like, say you're a marketing person or a lawyer and working with a nonprofit to take your professional skills and applying them. What other ways are there to volunteer? Are those the primary ones? What other ways are there to volunteer?
Well, that's a great start. I mean, I think there's kind of a continuum, and I don't know that any one of them is better than another one, but just,
okay,
you know, start by rolling up your sleeves, and if it's, you know, paint the wall, or I remember my first volunteer experience was when I lived in Los Angeles, and I volunteered for an organization called Tree People, and the day's activity was to go plant trees, which by itself is a good positive thing to do. The place we did it was on MLK Boulevard in Los Angeles. And what we learned by the end of the day was that it wasn't just about planting a tree. It was about building community. Mm-hmm. It was about connecting with other people through the course of doing that work. So even the simplest, I think, kinds of volunteering can have a lot greater sense of purpose to them. But that's, in a lot of ways, that's probably a starting point. You know, paint the wall or go do the day of work or the day of volunteering or mentor or tutor a kid. You may kind of step up your commitment then to say, I'm interested enough in the organization to want to serve in a more permanent role or a more governing role like being on a board. And then there is using my strategic volunteer skills. So I'm not just painting the wall, which is great, But I'm also saying I've got a professional background and expertise, and I can go into a nonprofit and I can help them, you know, in 20 hours do something that might otherwise take them 200 hours to do or cost them, you know, $20,000 to do. And that work is hard to do. It's about finding the right fit and the right match with an organization. But what I will tell you, because we do it all the time, when you get the right person put in the right organization, it's magical. They really can help a nonprofit organization build something that they otherwise couldn't have built.
Okay. And when we
I have an MBA and my wife has an MSW, and those are the two kinds of people we're trying to put together.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We're going to have to take a quick break. And I do want to hear more about that magical part and how someone finds the right fit. I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ on Transformation Talk Radio. We have Paul Shoemaker, the Executive Connector of Social Venture Partners, and we were just talking about volunteering. And when we get back from the break, we'll be talking about volunteering. You can find out about this show and more of our past shows by going to www.firedupwithcj. Give us a call with what your thoughts are on giving back with impact. You can call, leave your name and number, or call anonymously at 1-800-930-2819. Stay tuned. We'll be right back talking about volunteering.
Bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind body practice. IIQTC.org.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
You're listening to Fire It Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network and your local hometown station, Stereo 1230 WPLQ.
Hi, I'm back. I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio. My guest today is Paul Shoemaker, who's Executive Connector of Social Venture Partners in Seattle, and we're going to talk to you about how you can give back with impact. And right before we took the commercial break, Paul, I think you said something that was really quite important. We were talking about how do you get started volunteering. And you'd mentioned, you know, three different ways, volunteering on a board, taking your professional talents, and creating a magical match with the nonprofit. And there is one in which I think that people take for granted, but it's doing something really simple to start off with. I think when people create goals, sometimes they create such grandiose goals that they become overreaching and before they really know that they want to do it. And your idea of just painting the wall, plant a tree, pick up garbage, that's what I did.
Yep.
I think it's those small steps that I think make a pretty big difference and that are a really good place to start. You don't have to climb the mountain. I think that all you have to do is, you know, walk two steps forward, and that's really all you need to do. And that's just to remind everyone that, you know, if don't make this really complicated. Just do something simple, like pick up garbage in your neighborhood or go to a neighborhood meeting or something. So going back to the second point that you made, which is you had said it's about strategic volunteering and finding the right fit. Tell us a little bit about what that means.
So I can speak to it to some degree from kind of SVP's perspective, but there, in general, there's more and more, I think, people in the world and more opportunities in the world for people to not just go in and do kind of hands-on volunteering, but go into strategic volunteering. And part of that is a fit of, you know, do I have the right skill for the right need? And part of that's also the fit of, do I have the right kind of mindset? Do I believe in the mission of that organization? So there's some kind of scientific parts of the match, if you will, and there's some of it's kind of an art, making sure I'm the right kind of person with the right mindset and the right kind of background and interest to want to go into the organization. So I think when you do this kind of more strategic kind of volunteering, it may have a greater impact. It's also a little bit more complicated to make sure you get the fit right. So I would say, be a little more thoughtful when you dive in and you're doing something, you know, like when you be on a board, don't just sign up for the first board that a friend asks you to be on or do it just because you get your name on the letterhead. Think about it. Make sure it's the right fit. Ask them questions. Make sure they ask you questions. And the same thing comes to, you know, using your business and your strategic skills inside of a nonprofit organization. Get to know them. Let them get to know you. Date a little bit, if you will, before you get married, and then when you get that fit right and when you get that match right, it is really awesome because not only are you going to lend and give something to that organization, but you're going to get a lot back from them. You're going to get at least as much, if not more, from them. So that day when I was going to plant the tree I was talking to you about, that was great for that neighborhood. I got way more out of that experience because of what I put into it and what I got out of it, what I learned about myself and what I learned about community and what I learned about the work of that organization.
All right. So let's reverse a little bit. And I think because you made an important distinction in the very beginning between hands-on and strategic volunteering.
Yep.
I think what you meant by that is like hands-on is, you know, building the thing that you just mentioned, you know, painting the wall, versus strategic, which is, I think the distinction you're making is that's when you're taking your specific professional skills that you have at work and applying them to the nonprofit. Is that the right, is that
yep.
what you talk about?
Yep, yeah. If that wasn't clear, thanks for clearing that for me, CJ.
Oh, I just wanted to make sure I understood. So, and what I'm hearing is do some homework before, so that you can make sure that, you know, it's you're on a date. You know, just don't sleep with the person, you know, the
yep.
very first couple of minutes.
Yep, so to say.
The same old advice that your mom would give you. So what are some of the questions that you should ask? I mean, you know, because sometimes people, like, they understand that, but what kind of research should they do to make sure that it is the right, that they have the right skills, that they have the right mindset? What are the kind of things that you would look at to
yeah.
know that?
So obviously these days online there's so much information you can find out about an organization. So accessibility is really not the issue. You know, I think you want to know, the first thing you want to know is what is the purpose, what's the mission of that organization. You want to no matter what you're doing, I think it matters that you connect to what that organization does, so you get a clear sense of what the purpose, the mission of that organization is. I think, like in my case, I'm always curious, is there somebody that I know that's affiliated with that organization in some way? Is there a friend? Is there a colleague? Is there an institution? Is there somebody that I know that makes that organization more familiar to me, or that I could kind of, you know, ask about that organization and get a little bit of reference on them? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, when you get around to volunteering, use their time well, but go see them, go visit them, go look at the organization, you know, stop in, you know, if you're going to volunteer somewhere, meet some people, get a feel for the organization and who they are. So I think you want to know what they do. I think you want to have some sense of, is there a way that I can become more familiar with that organization? And then I want to learn something about the people that are there. All of that in the context of respecting their time and you know, trying not to overuse their time for what you're going to give to them. But you also want to make sure that you're the right fit for them, and you can be very helpful and positive when you go to work with them.
Okay, and I'm going to be, and what I notice with clients is sometimes they hear this, but then they can't necessarily translate this unless they hear a hypothetical example, okay?
Yep.
So let's pretend you are someone who would like to volunteer for me. I'm the head of Groundwire. Okay.
Yep.
And let's do a hypothetical, like, okay, your introductory phone call, what do you say? So let's say that you want to do all these things, find out their mission, know about the person, you know, what, tell us about how you would approach that. So let's say that I'm a friend that you met at a cocktail, somehow a friend connected us from a cocktail party, you're now talking to the head of Groundwire. So what,
yep.
What's, give me a sense of what you'd ask, and I'll pretend I know the answers. Okay.
So I would probably introduce myself, right?
Okay.
Tell someone a little bit about myself, a little bit about my background and why I'm interested. And then I would ask somebody, can you tell me what the work and the mission of Groundwire is? Can you tell me what the organization does and why you exist?
Right. So I may say, hey, we're really about to connect people to protect the planet. You know, basically we offer a lot of strategic services through technology, because that's one of the integral things that we believe in, is that technology is one of the key ways to protect the planet and help the social movement. Okay, so now what do you do with that?
So then what I might say is, can you tell me anything about how can I find out, like, who supports the organization, who's on the board, who are some of the organizations that you've worked with and you've done work with in the community that I might know something about? How could I find out about that?
Okay, then I'd say, okay, well, on our website, we actually have information about our board members, and we also have a brochure that talks a lot about our mission and what we're doing and what we have done and the clients we work with.
Good. So now I'm getting familiar with you, and then what I might ask you about is, well, you know, my background is in, marketing and sales, and I think I might be able to be effective at helping you guys, you know, raise money, or I might be able to host a house party, or, gee, I'd just like to find an organization to go do some hands-on volunteer work with. Can you help point me to that, or is there someone in your staff that I could talk to?
Yeah, I think so. I think that we also, you know, we're always, as all nonprofits, we're always looking for marketing. But give me a sense of your time commitment. What are you willing to put in? And we actually have a project that we have right away that we'd love you to work on right now. Can you actually go talk to them? They're around the corner.
Yep. Bingo. No, seriously, so you did a great job there. So what you and I were doing there, too, that was trying to get to know each other better. I was trying to get to know the organization better. You were trying to understand me as a volunteer and a potential supporter better. And each one of those steps, we got from more familiar with each other, to the point where you probably know, hey, let's, you know, I'd love to have you come out and see us, and I probably know I'd like to go out and see and visit the organization. So, you know, we've kind of dated at that point, and we know now enough about each other to say, hey, it's worth investing some more of our time together.
Yeah, and I think actually one of the things is then I think the part that you didn't respond to that was interesting is, I'm like, yeah, go talk to so-and-so around the corner. And I think that sometimes that happens, too. That's a let's sleep together right now. Right?
Yeah.
And that's the thing where you're like, well, you know, so what would you do if someone said, well, you know, great, you know, we'd love to have you, Paul, come and work for us right now. We actually have a project right away. What would you say? And how do you evaluate that afterwards? Like, you've gotten the information. What do you do to evaluate now?
You know, it gets kind of tricky because there are some organizations that are good at this and they understand how to work with volunteers, and they may have the capacity and know how to work with you right now, and there are other ones that may not. So there's, like in any situation, there's a little bit of an unknown here. But if you like what you hear so far, you know, I think part of the idea is you've got to take some dives and you got to take some risks. And, you know, maybe you've learned enough about the organization to say, I like what they do and I like the fit and I like what I've heard so far. And they've got this specific opportunity. I'm not exactly sure it's right, but, you know, I've learned enough now to know I want to kind of dive in with the organization. So I think at some point you do have to kind of jump across the rest of that bridge and get in there.
Okay. All right. So you just, you know, dip your toe in. You don't have to, like, basically dive straight into the deep end, honestly.
Nope.
I think, too, right? I mean, it could be, like, in that particular scenario, it's like, oh, okay. Well, what I'd love to do is just to get us a bit to know each other better is perhaps we can actually do kind of a short-term project where I can, you know, basically volunteer a couple of hours. That would probably be a good fit me for it right now, my time commitments. Do you have anything
yep.
like that? Right.
They may have a community event coming up. They may have a fundraiser coming up, et cetera. There are lots of ways usually to get exposed to an organization in a small way.
Yeah, excellent. Okay, so we are going to talk a little bit more about volunteering and specifically how people start that whole process. I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ on Transformation Talk Radio Network. Today we have Paul Shoemaker, the Executive Connector of Social Venture Partners, on how to give back with impact. Find out more about Paul and listen and other guests and listen to the shows in past by going to www.firedupwithcj.com. Call us with what your thoughts are on giving back. Call us at 800-930-2819. Tell us what you think.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. CRA, Contact Reflex Analysis, is an energy assessment which translates human energy into information. This information provides me with the ability to identify your needs as a healer and to design a specific solution for you. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232, and visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, very good. When does this start?
This starts in August.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Fire It Up with CJ on Transformation Talk Radio Network and Stereo 1230 WBLQ.
Hi, I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ on Transformation Talk Radio Network. My guest today is Paul Shoemaker, who's Executive Connector of Social Venture Partners at www.svpseattle.org. And Paul, you have a Rhode Island where our listeners are. Is that right? A Rhode Island?
We do. There's actually 26 cities around North America and Japan that have an SVP. The one that's in that neck of the woods is SVP Rhode Island. It's SVPRI. .org, and they're all part of the international network, which is SCPI.org. But yeah, there's a great one in Providence, and they're very involved in social enterprise.
Okay, so folks out there who are local, and that brings us to a good question of, you know, so we've talked about generally how do folks, you know, go about getting information, but let's say that you're, you know, you are in Rhode Island, you know, go to SVP, that's a good resource. Where else would you go? What are some resources so that you can learn more about your specific community, what you should do?
Yeah, well, I'll give you a couple that I think apply anywhere. So there's a couple online one databases now. There's one called volunteermatch.org, and that exists all over the country, and that's kind of using technology to do a better job of matching people up to local opportunities. If you're in a city with an SVP, they would definitely help you out. And pretty much every city has got a local community foundation. Or they've got a local United Way. And to varying degrees, they would certainly be either good resources or else tell you where in your local community to go find volunteering opportunities. There's another organization called Hands On. I think it's handsonnetwork.org that has chapters in a lot of different cities around the country as well. So each one of those depends on the community, right? Some communities, one organization does more of it than other ones. But those are four or five that you would find in most or all cities, you know, around the country that would either have the resource or to know the volunteer opportunity or be able to refer you to somewhere that could give you a good idea.
Okay, so then the next question is, so let's just get really tactical. So let's say that I'm in a area, I'll check one of these four resources. Who specifically do I talk to? Do I just email them, or who is there a specific title of a person I would talk to find out the volunteer opportunities out there?
Yeah, some places will have a volunteer manager, and if they don't, then if I was going into a new city where I didn't know anyone, I'd probably find out if there's an SVP. I'd probably look up Volunteer Match, and then I'd probably call the community foundation and say, here's what I'm after. And they might have somebody that's a volunteer manager, or if they don't, they would certainly be familiar with people wanting to volunteer in the community, and they could give you some resources. Same thing goes for Hands On Network. There's a lot of those in a lot of cities, too. So any one of those organizations, if they don't have anybody directly, they'll know the right person, I think, to direct you to.
Right. So you either ask for volunteer manager, or you say generally, I'd like to volunteer,
yeah.
I have expertise.
Yeah, here's who I am, and here's the kind of volunteering I'd like to do, and they'd probably be able to point you to a resource.
And do you think it's useful to have, like, you know, the area focus, or I'd like to do education, or I'd like to work with kids, or is that important, or should you narrow down, or how does that work?
Yeah, it helps. I mean, I think the more you know about where you think you want to start, the better. Don't assume that's going to be your end destination. You may, you know, I know a lot of people that start out in one direction, and they end up doing something very different from that. But certainly, I think the more, you know, when we sit down with somebody that joins SCP, we always try to get a sense of their skills and their time and their goals and what they're passionate about. And so if you kind of use that quick checklist, I think that gives you the way to kind of quickly identify what might you be interested in. And when you talk to somebody, it gives you a quick way to describe who you are and what you're about and what you might want to be doing that would help them point you in the right direction.
Right, so it helps the volunteer manager know, you know, I'm an attorney, I have like five hours I can give a month, I'm passionate about kids and helping them or whatever, and my goals are to, you know, what would a potential goal be? My goal is to give back within 10 hours, or what's a goal?
You know,
what would a goal look
people's
like?
Goals are different. Some folks' goals are as simple as, I just want to get my hands dirty and see how I can have a positive effect in the community. For other folks, it may be that I care passionately about this particular cause, and I'm looking for a place, you know, where I can learn more about or have a deeper impact on that cause. Or, you know, a lot of times through a corporation, it may be that I've got a group of people and we're looking for an activity we want to do together, A, to put something back into the community, and B, so that we get a different kind of experience working together and learn more about each other. Any one of those is a very valid, it's different, but it's a very valid excuse and a very, you know, good reason to dive into working in the community.
Yeah, I love the idea of having your corporation as a kind of group community building thing to give back. That's a lovely idea. I wish more people did that. So let's go back to the goals of the show were really showing people all the ways to give back, which I think we have, from small steps like planting a tree to volunteering with your professional experience or going on a board, lots of different ways of giving back. I think you've given us a lot of really good, how does one get started on that journey? The last goal of our show is really to eliminate all excuses for inaction. So what are some of the reasons you hear for why people are, what are the excuses or reasons, it may be legitimate, that people decide that they don't want to volunteer? What are they?
Well, the number one one, of course, is time. And I think for all of us, our lives are compressed. And we feel like we have less and less time. And without a doubt, for a lot of folks and a lot of circumstances in your life, that's valid, it's true. You know, I can relate it directly back to myself. Just maybe about a month ago, there was a particular volunteer activity that I had committed to doing. And I committed to it about a month before that, and it came up to it, and that day came up, and I said, oh, I really don't have the time, and but I went ahead and, I made the obligation, so I did it. And it was a couple hours, and like usually happens, I got way more out of those 2 hours than I put into it. I think what's important for people to know is that there's definitely, and there's nothing selfish about this, part of volunteering is what you're going to give to something, which is the core reason why you want to do it in the first place. You will get, in most cases, you will get 10x back from it. You will get so much more back from it. You will get, a different kind of experience than you have in a lot of the rest of your life. You will learn something you hadn't learned before. You will meet someone, a group of people that you hadn't met before. Something's likely to happen that's not just good, but something's likely to happen that was unexpected, that will kind of, expand your view of the world. And there's been very few times that I've gone off and volunteered where I came back with less energy than I went there. I usually got my tank filled up when I go off and volunteer as opposed to not. So I think the barrier in our mind is about time or being tired or feeling like I have something else that I've just got to get done, and we kind of ignore maybe the return that we're going to get ourselves from that experience. Not just we're going to give to it, but we're going to get from it.
Okay, so I think you addressed a lot of them, right? Hard. Well, you'll actually get – your tank will be full afterwards. I really don't have enough time. And I've got other commit, and I think, and the other time is like, yeah, you don't have time, but I guarantee you, you will feel better emotionally. I mean, I love the part where you said that there's new parts of your brain and your heart that opened up. How cool is that? And that, you discovered your full potential and things about yourself that you didn't realize. I mean, that's what a motivator that would be.
Well, when we work with folks, a lot of our folks in our particular case are people that have professional sector backgrounds, and they're doing volunteering because they want to give back or they want to help a particular organization. There have been many times where I've had a person also come back and say that it put them in a different setting, in a different situation, and it actually helped them figure out the problem to a solution, either at home or at work. Just because they put them in a whole different situation. It put them in a different scenario. So we live our lives, and I think we kind of get into a routine. So another thing that volunteering can do sometimes is it can break you out of that routine, and it can make you look at an issue or make you look at a problem in a different way than you did before, And maybe, you know, this is the serendipitous part, but it can help you maybe solve a problem that you didn't have. You couldn't find the problem, the solution to the problem in one context, but you could in a different one.
I love that. So you'll be more productive. You don't know it yet, but you will be more productive because you're
there. You go.
Up. Yeah, that's what
that's everything.
So,
there's
yeah.
nothing left. That you, there's no other reason. There's no excuses,
there's
right?
There's no excuses for people. People now. Now, come on, everyone. We can do better. We can go out there, volunteer, start off small. You don't have to, like, change your world in a day. So, Paul, I really want to thank you. What great, incredible advice. I know you don't like being called Yoda, but you really are pretty wise. And, you know, you're really wise, just like Woden asked. He asked good questions, good advice. So I want to thank everyone for tuning in to Fired Up with CJ. Please join me every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Next Thursday on Fired Up with CJ, we're going to talk to Derek Lin, who is a Taoist and the author of The Tao of Success. We'll give us some tips on how you can use Taoist philosophy to start the new year right, New Year's off right. Excuse me. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next Thursday.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for more of Fire It Up with CJ. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.